1 John chapter 2. And this is part 2 on brotherly love. Part 2 on brotherly love. And last time we saw that the new commandment that was given in verse 7 is anything that Jesus says in the New Testament becomes a new commandment. Okay, the old commandment is still there, but Jesus didn't come to change any commandments, but to fulfill the commandments. And here the new commandment is also the old commandment that is from the beginning, that is to love your brother. You will see that today. All right, now verse 9 says, "He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." First of all, I will go through the doctrine of this. Then, after that, I will give some very practical applications that we should obey. Now, the verse, it's 9, it says, it's kind of logic. It says the person who says he's a Christian, and yet he hates a brother, another Christian in the church. He's living in darkness, meaning that he's not a Christian. If you're living in darkness, you are not a Christian. You are not regenerated. And he who says he's in the light, what is light here? Who is light? Of course, light is God, because God is light. Psalm 27 verse 1. God is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So the Lord is my light. So the Christian, the word Christian means Christ-like, right? So the Christian, he is living in the presence of God. He's a Christian because he's living in God. God is in us. Okay, the Holy Spirit is in us. So if you're living in the light, if you say you're living in the light, but still you hate your brother, John is saying, you're not really living in the light. You're living in darkness. Remember our scripture memory verse last time, right, Tol? Psalm 27:4. Right? It's the same psalm. Kind of reminded me, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord." You know, one thing that we would desire is to behold the beauty of the Lord, to come to Him, to stay in Him. And desiring is not just desire. I desire to get a job, but you got to find a job. It needs work. So here the Christian who says he is in the light, but if he hates his brother, is not truly a Christian. Now, in the same way, here it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." And Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever who follows me shall not follow in darkness, but have the light of life." So, if you're a Christian, you're not following darkness. You're following Jesus. And you are in the light. You have the light of life. You will not follow in darkness. Now, the question is: when we say that we When we say that God is light, what does that mean? Psalmist says, the Lord is my light. When we say God is my light, what does that mean? Now, got to always look for the opposite. What is the opposite of light? Darkness. Right? So Satan, sin, and evil represent darkness. Right? Okay? And also, it represents unholiness. When you say God is light, it means His moral perfection. It means His moral perfection. There is perfect purity in God. God is light. There's not even a black dot there. Nothing. Absolutely light. You understand what I'm talking? He is perfectly moral. There is perfect purity in Him. There is no darkness in God. Absolutely not. Because God is light. And there's not even a hint of sin in God. So God is not the author of sin. 1 John 1:5 says, in Him God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. So He says that He is the light. The true Christian dwells in the presence of God, in the light of God. We are all born into darkness. When we came to this world, we were not born to the light of God. We were all born into darkness. Then God, He brings us from darkness to light. Okay? When we came into this marvelous light of God, when we come from darkness to the light, what is the first thing you see? You see your sins. Because we come from darkness and we come to the light. The first thing we see is the light coming on us, and see how evil our heart is, how evil our mind is, and it shows how wicked we are. A good example is found in Isaiah chapter 6. Okay? I know we have gone this before. This is a very good example. This is all about Reformed theology here. Isaiah chapter 6. The prophet of God, the man of God. In the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. You know, King Uzziah, he reigned for about 58 years. That means how many presidents here? A lot. It's like, long live the king. Generations have seen him. People have seen him living, you know, so many generations have seen him. And it's suddenly when the king died, wow, king died. There was mourning. And whoever thought that he would die? Then Isaiah said, but I saw the true king now sitting on the throne. The real king. The king of the universe. And he saw how holy this king is. He is holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. What did Isaiah see? When His holiness, when His moral purity, when His perfectness, he said, woe is me, I am undone. For my eyes have seen the King. You see that? When you come from darkness, when you come from earth, and when you see the glimpse of the purity of God, the first thing you see, how sinful you are. Now, after that, we see when we come from darkness to the light, we see not only our sinfulness, when we cry out to God and say how sinful we are, there is forgiveness of sin. Turn with me to Acts chapter 26, verse 18. This is the ministry that God gave to Apostle Paul. And Paul, he was given to Paul His ministry was to preach to the Gentiles. And here it says here, verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and they may receive what? Forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So here we see, when you come from darkness to the light of Christ, there is true repentance. When you see how evil you are and you repent before God, there's forgiveness of sins. Now, God is light. If you turn back to 1 John, the 1 verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ Jesus, blood of Christ His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So now when you come from darkness to the light, alright, and you repent of your sins are forgiven. And also, it says that we have fellowship with one another, with each of us, and the blood of Christ, who is the head of the church, who died for us, He will cleanse us from all sin. From all sin, no matter what. Now, if you say that you are in the light and you are hating a brother, how can you say you're a Christian? That's the point John is saying here. Then you're not a Christian, you're walking in darkness. The word hate here in Greek is the first one, misio. It means to persecute somebody. It means to detest somebody. It means to love less. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. Love less. Well, I love these people, but this one, well, kind of. That's hate. Love less. It means to dislike somebody greatly. And let's go to verse 10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. This is just the opposite of 9, what we read. Right? Just the opposite of verse 9. Verse 10 is a true Christian. The word abides here in Greek, I forgot to put it there. The word abide in Greek is meni, M-E-N-E-I. It is in present active. It means continuing in the light. Okay? It means you are always in abiding in God. There is never a situation that you leave God and come back. You're always. It's in present, active. It does not interrupt the light by hating his brother. No interruptions here. Okay, it doesn't mean, oh, I'm abiding in God, in his light. Let me have a little interruption because I hate this brother now, then I'll come back. On the other hand, he loves his brother without any interruptions. The word love is agapo, okay? It means that love, this love is God's love, it's a sacrificial love, that is the love here is agape love. It's a sacrificial love to one another. This is a true Christian love. Now, it says here, very interestingly, he who loves his brother abides in the light, that there is no cause for stumbling in him. The word stumble comes from the Greek word skandalon. Okay? Our word scandal comes from that word. Skandalon. The word skandalon means that an offense is a trap. Okay? It can be an offense or a trap. Alright? Either way. It means like a stumbling block. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever been stumbled by another person? When I'm talking, another Christian? Have you ever been stumbled by another Christian? stumbling could be an offense or a trap. You know what? I'm sure you were stumbled by another Christian because it happened to Jesus. If it happened to Jesus, of course, Jesus saw it before it's too late. Then it's going to happen to us. If you turn with me, same word scandalon is used in Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. Here, Peter took him aside, and Jesus told Peter that he's going to be killed and be raised on the third day. Then Peter took him aside and rebuked him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. Then he turned around and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me. The word offense there is the same word scandalon, a stumbling block for me.